Welcome to 100 at 100, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus to celebrate the birthday, the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today our guest is Dr. Guillermina Nunez. She's from the Department of Sociology and Anthropology. And Guillermina, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me, what do you do over there in sociology and anthropology? What's your research activity?
Well, I'm an applied cultural anthropologist. And what I do is try to connect anthropological research theories and methods towards solutions of everyday life. Right? Whatever their needs are in our community, then I said, okay, what kind of research has been done on this topic? How can we study it? How do we teach our students these methods and go in and partner with the community?
Before we do that, what's the definition of anthropology?
The study of human beings in our past, present, and the future. So it's how do we study humans? And it's a very holistic field. So rather than just focusing on economics or political science, anthropology brings it all together. How are these different topics interconnected? And although we've learned a lot as human beings, we still need to continue to learn more about what makes us human, what makes us unique, and what makes us different. So although I have several research projects, I'd like to focus on one that has a local community impact. We have a State Farm-funded research project through the Center for Civic Engagement. I'm also a UTEP Provost Faculty Fellow that is partnered with the Center for Civic Engagement to highlight UTEP's commitment to our local community. So if you know, our population comes from this region, and they're very much invested in helping our region improve. And my goal is to involve my students in their community prior to getting their graduation diploma. And I do that by inviting our students to get involved in service learning. And they choose an organization, they go and do 20 hours of service, they take their field notes, very anthropological, they observe, they participate, they reflect, and they write their research findings. This year, we got funded in 2013 to partner with the City of El Paso through their senior games. They are in their 32nd year of engaging older adult athletes in competitive sports. 2 years ago, I joined them as a community partner, as a faculty partner, and I didn't see anyone at the bleachers and their major event. And I was really troubled by this. I said, we have amazing people beating the odds. They are the non-couch potatoes. They are the ones who are physically doing something to live longer, happier lives. And yet nobody's here to witness this. So I went to my classes and I asked them, would you help me come out here and support them, or what can we do? Together, we engage in a creative process of generating ideas. And then I asked students, from this list of creative ideas that you all generated, would you take one thing that you can do to help promote fitness, to help support these senior athletes who don't have anyone here to support them? And it really made me think about, you know, when kids are competing in sports, they have their parents, their grandparents. Right. What happens when senior adults compete? No one's there. And that said something about our community. And right. The feedback we got from these athletes was like, wow, it's great to have the university out in the community. It's great to see UTEP in the community. And then that was the motivation for us to seek funding. So we went to State Farm.
So thank you, Guillermina Nunez from the Department of Sociology and Anthropology. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.